For the most part, Russia's colonial expansion in the 18th century took place on the Asian lands, not across the sea from their homeland. The Russian-American Company, which first spread across the Aleutian Islands into Alaska, was an exception to that, and what we know today as Fort Ross was their most distant outpost. But Alexander Petrov, a historian from Moscow, says that wasn't the settlement's only distinction.
It's not only the most remote place, but it's significant in geopolitical situation at that time because it laid on the border of Spanish civilization, growing American, United States civilization, Russian civilization. So that's a microcosm of different nationalities, different countries.
Founded in 1812, Fort Ross was established primarily to provide food and supplies for the other Russian outposts further north, and it did so with some varying success for nearly three decades, until the company behind it decided to sell out and return home in 1841. Officially, the reason for that was declining agricultural production, but Petrov, who heads the Center for North American Studies at the Russian Academy of Sciences, says there were other unofficial factors involved.
When we started to look at the documents, we found out that, in fact, Fort Ross was very productive. We see a gradual increasing of agricultural products every year. And in the 30s, when it was made a decision to sell Fort Ross, it was on its peak of production.
Here again, numbers alone fail to tell the full story. Professor James Gibson from York University in Toronto, a keynote speaker at the Fort Ross Bicentennial Conference, explains that those increased harvests were the result of expanding the colony's farmlands. But that proved to be politically complicated.
They tried to make agriculture more viable, but in order to do so, they really had to expand beyond the confines of the coastal ranges into the interior, where it was better agricultural land, free of fog, better soil, sunnier, warmer, drier, more productive for agriculture, basically the Santa Rosa Valley. But in doing so, they were incurring increasingly upon the Frontera del Norte of Alta California and also coming into increasing contact with recent immigrant settlers. So they had to get Mexican permission to recognize the Russian expansion in that area.
The governor of the Fort Ross colony tried to do just that, Gibson continues, but was ultimately foiled by some uneasy international relations.
Mexican officials, sympathetic they may have been to the idea, hesitated because the government of Russia under Nicholas I refused to recognize Mexico's independence from colonial Spain. And, of course, revolutionary Mexico as a republic was very sensitive to recognition, as all new revolutionary states are.
So the Russian lands at Fort Ross were instead sold to a California man, John Sutter, a few years before he made a historic discovery.
After Russians sold Fort Ross, gold was found. And even the Russian Tsar was kind of angry about that.
He was even more upset following the sale of Russia's lands in Alaska to the United States in 1867, when gold was later also found in that territory. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.